breathing, you know what I'm saying, and still trying to keep achieving, then, you know, it's good for me, man. I can't complain, but I definitely have little trials and tribulations, but it's not about what you go through, it's how you handle the situation.
And that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So I handled everything the correct way, to the best of my ability, like a man should, responsible, with not doing anything negative that'll put me in a worse situation than I was originally.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy.
And that's what it gotta be, man. Yeah, that's what it gotta be, man.
That's what it is, man. So I heard we got you know, all right, so, you know, today, man, I'm blessed, man, to have a special individual, you know, in the building, man. You know, I had the opportunity to meet one of the, you know, the pioneers in the community at a very young age. When I was in high school, I had just got kicked out of Garfield, and I got transferred over to Woodbridge. Yeah, they kicked me out, bro. I had 67 referrals by the semester, bro. They got me up out of there, though.
I can't say nothing. I got kicked out of all Prince William Public Schools.
Oh, shit. Yeah, see, they just gave me 2 years suspension. They ain't kicked me out.
They kicked my ass out.
They just gave me 2 years suspension, bro.
Get your dumb ass out of here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Mr. Gray and Andrew Dalek. Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, whatever, niggas. So, you know what I'm saying? I had the opportunity to meet this individual, man. And I'll say, there's not too many people that hold up to certain regards. It's not a lot of people that I have a lot of admiration and respect for, you know. But this is one of those guys, man. Since the first day I met him, he's always stayed true to who he was. Yep. He has always personified who he claimed to be and has showed me nothing different.
Facts.
And more importantly, you know, I'll say even as a friend, man, more so important as a friend, he's helped me out at certain times of need where I didn't think that anybody else would, but that man was here.
And I can honestly say, the boy is fucking musical, like, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
that.
Definitely that. I'm not trying to, like, all you young dudes and illiterate people, ignorant mofos,
will
say that you riding a nigga ding and all that.
Yeah, you dick eating and all that. Nah, bro.
Like, I give respect where it's due, man, and I always big up the person that you need to big up, like, period. Like, give them their followers what. Give them their flowers while they're here,
man. Yeah.
That's what I do, you know? So it's like, no more into it. Let him introduce himself.
Man, we got the boy, man. Mr. Hey. Introduce yourself, man. Who are you, sir?
My name is R.O.
Man, dude.
We got R.O. in the building, y'all. We got R.O. in the building. I give him that extra amazing intro. We come in extra cool.
I was gonna say my name is R.O. I like playing Madden.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I brought a studio. You know what I'm saying? All of that.
Netflix and chill. You know?
Yeah.
Don't make day too much. You know what I mean?
I'm saying. But yeah. I'm just happy to be here, man. I appreciate all the kind words and positive vibes that y'all putting out. I appreciate y'all doing y'all thing and making sure that y'all dreams is definitely coming to the forefront, because, you know, a lot of y'all been talking about this.
Yeah.
And they say, it's a slow walk, but the payoff is merrier. You know what I'm saying? So
agreed.
That's how we do it. But what's the word, though? How we living today?
Oh, man, shit, I'm doing all right, man. I want to see what's going on with you. How's your week been? Because, you know, I'm gonna let you speak on it yourself, but it looked like you've been having a very eventful week this week, man. It seems like a lot of things been moving in the culture a little bit. I think it was today. Well, first of all, I'm a Samsung user, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm
a Spotify guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Spotify guy.
We're gonna get you right.
But for every other streaming platform, you know what I'm saying? I was told that you dropped an amazing tape today, man. What's the name of the tape that you have, sir?
Grind or die.
Damn.
Grind or die.
That's like no in between.
Right.
No in between.
It's, okay.
No gray area.
And the thing about it is, like, I know, like I said, because, you know, for all we try to, you know, we trying to work this thing off with these, for all my Samsung, Apple, like, because, see, look, let me just tell you before we get into it. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? I had to, you know, the process of going through with the tape, trying to submit it.
Right.
And I submitted it, but then, like, one track didn't get approved because somebody already had the rights to the beat.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it got flew back twice. So then when I uploaded it for the third time, this was on Sunday.
Right.
And I was like, all right, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Because the release date is coming close.
Right.
But then the next thing you know, it gets pumped back due to one. And, yo, shout out my man Paradise. Because,
shout out Dice. Yeah,
because the thing with his name is Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
So when I threw the song up, and shout out Ben Ola too on that joint, where I'm from, check that out too.
Oh, I heard that. That's fire.
But when we send it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, they pushed it back. It's like, you know what I'm saying? In the email, they're like, you know, they have somebody already named that. So you gotta,
right.
So you had to name it Dice. So this was on Tuesday. All right, they emailed me Monday. They told me Tuesday.
Right. So, it's Thursday today.
No, it's Thursday today. So I'm kind of stressing about it. So I just let, you know, the Most High take care of it. So next thing you know, I wake up like this morning. So I'm like, all right. I go look at the DistroKid thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. So Spotify didn't, because, you know, DistroKid and Spotify, they hand-to-hand. So you would think automatically that would fly to their first.
Like, out of all the platforms, I would get the Spotify one. You know what I'm saying? Y'all work together. So
the thing. So go ahead.
No. I was about to say. Sorry.
So the next thing was that I checked my phone 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I couldn't sleep because I'm anxious. I'm like, yo, am I gonna drop a dud? Like, am I going, if people gonna say, yo, where's the tape at?
Yeah.
I'd rather for you to say where's the tape at? It ain't on your platform. Then the tape don't be there at all.
Right.
So I go on Apple Music. I type in R.O. Grana Dot, pop right up. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, I go to title, R.O. Grana Dot, pop right up. I go right to Amazon Music.
Yeah.
I type that up, R.O.'s up. So I'm like, all right, let's see what Spotify. Ain't shit.
I can't find it.
Ain't nothing on Spotify.
I was mad as shit, bro. I'm looking all over Spotify. I put R-O. I put R.O. I put R.O.
You Android users fucked it up for him.
But the thing about it is what I noticed, and I started to understand from a business aspect and a consumer, that a lot of people have Apple, but the demanding people that has been hitting me up, like, where's this tape at? Mm-hmm. Like, is Samsung's and anybody have droids?
Yeah.
Because with the same thing, because what people don't understand is, like,
we thirsty out
like,
here, bro.
Like, what people don't understand is, like, you know, with when you got a droid, your choice of network of using of streaming is either, you know, so if you don't want to do the Spotify, the title, you're going to go Google Play.
Right.
AKA which converted into YouTube Music.
So everybody's
waiting on those. So I was like, I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure it's going, all the Samsung users will be taken care of tomorrow.
All right, y'all hear me, Samsung users? Look, I'm an advocate for y'all, all right? Look, I'm trying to get the grind to die. I'm trying to hear the hustler's nature. I want to hear all of the work, all right? So I'm out here sacrificing myself for y'all, man. I had to get to the bottom of it real quick.
Right.
I got y'all, Galaxy. I got y'all, man.
Yeah, you see that we're good, Apple users.
All right. Yeah, they can stream live and put their phones on the side and all types of cool shit.
Man, listen.
That's crazy.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Like, if I know what I know now, because I feel like putting that thing together was something. But we're going to get more into it with the topics and everything, because I know everything going be a good synergy with us, because I think what we talking about today, we've had personal conversations.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So, you know,
that's all right though. But how did you feel? Like, just jumping right in, like,
yeah,
all right, fuck it, let's go.
How did you feel with this tape though? Like, did you do anything different? Like, I mean, of course you did something different, but was it like
a thought process?
Like,
or?
Did you? Like, nigga, don't come in here. Like, that type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what did you do differently from all of your 30 for 30s? All
right, well, see, the first thing first, and, you know, I appreciate you, y'all bringing that up, because, you know, that was a big thing.
Oh, we're going to get all the way to it. We're going to bring it down to the ABM. We're going to take it back to the beginning.
That was a big thing, but I think with this process, like, I take you back a year ago. So, like, in June, like, my cousin, he was young, you know what I'm saying? He got murdered. You feel me?
I'm sorry to hear that.
So he got murdered. He got found in a state park. This was in June.
Shit.
And if everybody that knows, I had a niece that was battling with stage 4 brain cancer.
Yeah.
Brain tumors and stuff. So she passed in August. You know what I'm saying? So you got your cousin. Your cousin's murdered in June. And then August. You
only got
saying?
1 month to grieve before something else hits you.
So it hit me. So I'm kind of like, I 30 for 30, I was already tired from that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, like, at that time, I was like, I don't know what to do.
Drained.
I was drained.
Right.
But then, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to shout out my man, Oz. So we're going to shout out Oz, because.
Shout out Oz. He got a tape out. Y'all definitely check for that. Stimulus package, you know what I'm saying? Stimulus package, vicious.
So I was like, you know, I was helping him with the process of stimulus package. So it's kind of like a brother, big brother, little brother thing. And I don't be trying, you know, we all brothers.
We all brothers, right. We all kids.
He always used to chastise me, like, well, like, you supposed to be this and you supposed to be that. Why don't you get back at it? Why don't you show it how it's supposed? Why don't you set the tone? And you know me, y'all know me personally.
Right.
So y'all know me. I'm a very a relaxed type of guy.
Right.
Now if I got some drinks in me, it's a whole different ball game. But I'm a very relaxed guy, and I'm like, yo, bro, like,
You better stop talking to me like
this. It ain't even that. It's like, I'm looking at him like, are you sure that's what you want? Because I know once it clicks on, it clicks on. So I'm going through that. You know what I'm saying? That was nothing. That was just like a wake-up call. When I start the process of the tape, I'm talking like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give our city, keyword, our city. This ain't my city.
Right, right.
This is our city. You know what I'm saying? We needed a tape that was definitely going to be different than what everybody else is, you know what I'm saying?
Sounding like right now.
They sounded like. And I'm not knocking none of the young artists or whatever other artists is putting out, but I just think more for that, like, it's a lot of older cats that want to still hear our sound.
Right. Hip-hop.
So
a little bit of bars involved, maybe a little boom bap here and there.
So what happened was I started creating Grind or Die in January. So I created it in January, but I was only three tracks in, which if you have the tape, which is the three tracks that I had the most was Lord Forgive Me, As the World Turns, that's with Mr. Smiles and Big Benz, yo relative,
you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out, cuz.
And if it ain't about the money. Right.
Question, I mean to interrupt you. So when you started creating the Grind or Die project, you say you had three tracks in January. Did you already have the name for your project, or did you just have an idea that you wanted to start putting a project together?
I always, you know, lived about the whole grinding thing. It's like my mind concept about things is more so like, yo, like it's 24 hours in the world. Like,
right.
If I'm down bad, it ain't because of politics or the powers that be. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to, you know, get it how you live.
Yeah,
you know
gotta
what I'm
move,
saying?
Man. Evolve.
And when you now, I'm telling you, like in January, we making this. I'm three tracks in, and I hate to sound like I'm crazy, but if it wasn't for COVID, y'all wouldn't have got this tape the way it was.
No, that's
right.
Fact.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
Like
so, basically, you already had the concept back
in January.
Months ago.
Yeah.
But then it was
before we was in phases and stuff.
Yeah. So then it took the. You know, the untimely demise of your folks to really
rest in power.
All of that out.
Yeah. Because it was a form of
that, bring that raw, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it was your homeboy that was like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Oh, now I see why you fell back a little bit. Okay.
Now it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah, because I was wondering. I knew, but I didn't know when it was going on.
Yeah.
Right. I found out later on. I'm like, bro, why ain't you tell me,
I remember,
man?
You and Bolo, y'all put on for the city, for the culture.
Shout out Bolo.
Like, y'all
shout out Bolo the general,
y'all
man.
Mentor.
For real. And truth be told, now I could be, you know, but y'all was doing the local versus type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
10
for 10. Yeah, 10 for 10.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
me and you spoke on that. We just literally.
Leave that alone. Cause
Archie hit my line like,
I don't think this ain't
what it is. But it is what it is, though.
Don't y'all get it twisted. I can rap too. I just choose not to.
He talk. Yeah, he be talking that talk to me.
Choose not to, man. Nah, leave y'all alone.
But that was really impactful, you know what I'm saying? It was very momentous, you know what I'm saying, and monumental for the area to have a platform for artists to go head-to-head versus each other, you know, whether they're older or whether they're younger. Mm-hmm. And I know that I saw a couple of matchups where the artists didn't even know of each other. I mean, they might have known, heard the name, but they didn't know each other's music. You know what I'm saying?
Right, through passing. Through passing.
You know what else happened that I think that joint helped was just to bring people together.
Right.
Exactly. Just to bring a whole mood to the city. Right. Like, just to know, like, dog, we got talent right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it was just like, I don't know about everybody else. But then you just go on somebody's Instagram and just see all the numbers everybody was doing.
Yeah.
Like, dog, just for that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all gotta look at things deeper than what it was.
Right.
Like, yeah, it was people going up head against head, you know, your music against my music, but at the same time, it's a vibe,
though.
It's a
vibe. And how much support y'all have?
We can collaborate on something if you really want to.
I think when it came to the numbers, I think when it came to the 10 for 10 battles, I think the two ones that did the most numbers was definitely the Shane Bang No or the Don one.
Yeah, that was
and
crazy.
The Interstate Snake and Inverb joint.
Right.
But I'm gonna tell you, like, the best one in my opinion was the females Taya J and Creola DeVille.
That was crazy.
That was before y'all got Erica and Jill Scott on Versus, by the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, and shout out Creola real quick, man.
Shout out Taya.
Taya, my homie. I talked to Taya more on a frequent basis than Creola. Like, you know, I know Creola longer, but Criolla showed a lot of people that night, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think a lot of people were sleeping on Criolla a little bit, yeah. And she had a couple of aces up her sleeve. You know what I'm saying? Ty showed out crazy too, and, see, and her support is phenomenal. You know what I mean? Shout out Ty.
And see, the thing about it is, man, like the reason why me and other individuals like Bolo and everybody else, you know what I'm saying, that puts on, because we know what it's like. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We know what it's like. Like, for real, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a popular person in the culture. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm up in age. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be outside wasting oxygen doing nothing. You feel
right.
me?
That's the whole fact.
You know what I'm saying?
We need this lung space.
But at the same time, it's like, when it comes to this rap stuff, excuse my language, I think my mom watching, but niggas got me fucked up.
Right.
Like, niggas, like, y'all
got... You're getting in trouble when you get home.
Yeah, like.
He don't live with mom, but she giving, she calling. She calling.
She gonna call his ass.
She gonna be at the door, like...
But the thing about it is, I'm saying, it's like...
Heard you on that radio show.
I just feel like our area, like, I'm talking about Woodbridge, Stafford, Fredericksburg,
right,
Dumfries,
Sterling.
Sterling, Herndon, Manassas, Centerville, Leesburg, Ashburn. Yeah. That whole corridor is fitting the soundtrack of the Nova.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? And yep. I feel like sometimes, like, if people are understand it much more, then you wouldn't have to go cross the bridge to do certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because everybody's given the platform to do this like y'all. You know what
appreciate
I'm saying?
That,
but
yeah.
You know the problem Definitely. Is? But the problem is people be like, you know what I'm saying? People do some wild stuff like, you know, I do it, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and inflate because it doesn't have a big enough name. But people don't understand, for something to grow, you got to water it.
You got to water
it, feel me?
Man.
So, like, exactly. You got to just kind of sit back and be like, yo, like, it don't matter. Because, like, I did an interview on Saturday. I had two interviews, actually, Saturday. Shout out to Nova Unplugged.
Oh, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, now he flexing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, matter of fact, I had two interviews on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? We bigging up right now. You know what I'm saying?
But hear me out.
Y'all just number three. You know what I'm saying?
No, but hear me out, though. So I did that interview with one of the gentlemen, and he's upstart, and I'm just like, yo, bro, this is a dope platform.
Right.
Who am I to sit there and feel like and put my nose in the air and say, oh, no, I don't want to do it? Every exposure is good exposure.
Exactly.
So then after I do that, I come over here and do the this, that, and the third.
Yeah.
8 p.m. Saturday nights.
I like
that.
Bobby Soul
and Gio. Shout out Soul and
Gio,
the God MC.
So we do that. And then, you know what I'm saying, I link up with y'all. Because I told Mav, I said, yo, nah, like, let me come on that joint real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
get the topic. Because we're not going to just talk about rap. We're going to talk about everything as a whole is in this community, though. So,
yes, sir.
It's just like, this community, man, is so much, it has potential to be so much greater.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm.
It's just like a lot of things. It's a lot of elements, man. Like, the one is the crab in the barrel joint, yeah? Mm-hmm.
You know where that comes from, though, right?
It comes from a lot of.
Yeah, I don't know if I can put my finger on one spot, but
yeah, it's a
I
lot.
Got some ideas.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like that pride, yeah? Like, dog, let's build each other up. That's like going into, like, the crime of hip-hop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog.
Yeah, and that's one thing I want to salute to you about, because I noticed today and the last couple of days as well that, you know, ever since you even posted the fact that you were going to be releasing a mixtape. Yo,
album.
The shit. Yeah,
album.
Album. Album slash project. It's no mixtape.
Yeah, it's no mixtape. You ain't finding this on that Piff.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Or Spinrilla.
Or Spinrilla. Yeah, it ain't going to be on Spinrilla.
Could do that to help everybody out, but we're not doing that.
I might do it for him. Don't worry about it, God.
It's
going to be on a different name. It's going to be called OR. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be called OR. all these other platforms.
Black Mav about to have the Chinese bootleg version.
Drink.
It's gonna be dire grind. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it ain't gonna be MP3. It's gonna be MP2. Y'all good though? But listen. You know, speaking of the support, man, right. And I do agree with, man, Archie 100%, bro. I know that, like, not even just when it comes to the artistry, when it comes to small businesses, when it comes to a lot of people just trying to do something that they may have to step out the box for, we don't get that amount of support that a lot of people feel like they should get.
Right.
But this is one of the times where I actually saw, it seemed like every time that I went on Facebook, anywhere that I looked, I saw your name popping up. You know what I'm saying? Right. Your name was popping up. The flyer was flying, you know what I'm saying? Grind or die. Everybody like, yo, support. And bigger than that, not just sharing, but I saw people sharing it and then tagging multiple people in it as well.
Right.
So that way it would help reach other people that may not have heard of you, man. So what do you think that you have done differently than other MCs to get that type of support that they may be looking for?
For one, I ain't never fraud. I ain't never fake out here. Mm-hmm. My name is Rodney Brown. I went to Kilby Elementary,
right?
Fred Lynn Middle, and Woodbridge High.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
That man put his whole government.
You know what I'm saying? like the thing about it is, people get a misconception. Like, you know, I don't glorify the streets. I've been outside. You know what I'm saying? I've did a little bit or whatever, dibble dabble. But I've actually had OGs tell me like, "Hey, you keep doing this, this is where it can lead you.
Way, right.
But if you do this and stick to what you're good at, right, it's gonna lead you better." And I always was trying to get, like, trying to feel like being in the streets was going, you know, put it like that. Like, oh, y'all got to be a street nigga. I really don't. I just got to be real within myself.
Right.
As a man, you feel me?
True.
And then it took me until I got a little bit older to understand that. But I think as far as the respect and support, it's like they see me out.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, let me tell you something about these rappers out here, right?
Talk about it.
I feel like this. If y'all, I'm just keeping
hold up. Hold up.
I'm just keeping it 100, right? Like, bro, I went to Gladiator School. You know what I'm saying? We was out there, Archie. Summertime AMC 15. Okay?
Listen here.
Hold on. There's a lot of stories with that, Detroit. That was the only place you can find where the party was at.
Yep.
Catch a good fight, a good movie, yes, and probably a good battle.
And a good battle.
You know what I'm saying?
All at the same time, at the same night, bro.
In the same night, and then you do it again the next night because you ain't had shit else to do.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
But the thing about it is that I don't put my nose up in the air.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like when people get a certain statue, they you know what I'm saying? Put it like this. If I feel like I can see you in Babylon or Tandoria, Britney's.
Yeah.
Don't put your nose up in the air.
It's facts, nigga.
You know what I mean?
Facts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
a
lot of people we know.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like at the end of the day, it's like, the reason why, because I actually, like, if I care, like, I actually care, because from a structure part, mm-hmm, of making our area pop.
Right.
But I also, from a competitive standpoint, like, bro, like, I'm going to tell you, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? If you do X, Y, and Z, this is what you could do.
Right,
but
right,
it's also going to make me want to push harder, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if I push hard, you're going to want to push harder.
It's that friendly competition.
Yeah.
It's how it's supposed to be, right?
Now, back in the day, I used to be on some nut-ass shit, be competing with my dogs and shit.
Yeah,
like, I'm better than you. Then you look at it like, no, nigga.
Yeah,
but then,
like, what are we fighting
but
over?
But then show the ops. Oh, yeah. But then you got to look like, y'all niggas not supporting me. But my fam is.
Is right.
So why
right
am I gonna go toe to toe with you?
Right, right.
When you the op.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. No, that makes sense,
but
man.
But the respect thing, because I got to tip my hat off to you, because there was at a point where I didn't have that respect. You know what I'm saying? Niggas knew I rhymed. People knew I rhymed. You know what I'm saying? This is when I was dropping ABM and Monday Night Raw 1, Monday Night Raw 2, when I was part of DRT, all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Fire and Range and all that.
Shout out Fire and Range, you know, all my DRT people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was like, when the Cypher happened.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So when
that
you
was
did
amazing.
So when you was doing
appreciate
your so when you was doing your thing, and I've always told you for years, like, brother, like, this is your thing.
I
don't want
that.
Nobody to ever take that foot from you. And that was what you and Soul had going on.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Shout out Soul, man. Soul helped. Yeah,
yeah.
Soul was the original. Yeah,
yeah,
he was one of the original creators.
Soul helped
with
that out, but
exactly.
At the same time, you know what I'm saying, like, as he kept helping out, you helping out everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I think that at the point when you asked me to be a part of it, I was kind of like, nah, bro, let you do your thing.
Yeah, you was chilling at the
I
time,
chilling,
man. You was relaxed.
Hey,
was...
if I can say, it's a lot of dudes that disappointed me in that goddamn Cypher.
Oh, shit.
Just off the shrimp. Felt like you guys was ducking that wreck. I'm just going to say it.
What, do you got a name? You got a name of five?
Nah.
Say that for another show.
But
shit, I got a whole bunch of them.
We do that off cam. Yo,
but
this conversation.
I just want to say, if I can, man, from a standpoint, when I was outside looking in, man, both of y'all, like, I always came to you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
appreciate that.
The little couple songs I got on SoundCloud, I did right there in the basement.
When I ain't know how to mix for real.
Hey, listen,
but,
yeah, but listen.
But they sound good enough for him.
I was like, I just want to do this.
Right.
I just want to rap. He was like, okay. $25.
Facts.
Took my ass over there and just kept going.
Yeah.
He was like, you like that?
I can hear myself on the beat. Sound good.
To me, it was perfect. Like, yeah. Like, to me, it was perfect. He get mad at me. Like, when you gonna drop the tape? I don't know.
Hey, this is the most asking this about a drop tape in this dude I know in my life, man.
Yes.
I swear to God. Yo, he was asking me when I'm gonna drop a tape when we was like 16, bro. But yeah, he's when you gonna drop a tape, man.
But I say all
you would have dropped the tape already at 16. You could record that joint off the karaoke machine.
I did. But I did. My
but
body.
I say all
thanks,
of that.
Bro.
To both of y'all, right. Because, like, both of y'all stay down for the culture. Right. You know what I'm saying? For this hip-hop culture.
Right. Yeah,
especially in Woodbridge area. You know what I'm saying? Prince William County, period.
Right.
So it's like, y'all stay up on the battles. Y'all stay up on the cypher. Like, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I just be like, all right. I see it and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but that's just me. Because it's like.
But your presence is known and felt when you step in the building.
When I wanted to.
Archie is the heckler.
When you step on a post.
Archie is the heckler.
Like, don't let him sleep, bro. When he hop on a post, he gets that engagement.
No,
all right? You know what I'm saying?
No, listen. Like, for real, my standpoint is like, if you a man, I'm going to tell you if that shit sucks.
Straight up.
Like, it's a couple dudes. So, listen, man. This is my thing with everybody, man. I'm about to get this off my chest real quick.
Ooh,
this is my thing.
Let's do
so,
it.
Like,
truth time with Archie.
Yes. Yeah, so this is my thing. Like, the culture, like, dog, we gonna keep this shit real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of that.
Real talk.
All of that dumbass. No, go back to the studio. Like, you gotta keep going.
Right.
I'm not gonna tell you that I'm gonna tell you that it sucks because I want you to get your bars up. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
get better because it's like, I know music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't putting no fucking mixtape out there. Nah, I ain't putting no album out there. But don't get me. Listen, I will bust that ass.
Yeah.
I can rap.
And hey, y'all need to check his verse out in the cypher. I think it was in the fifth or the sixth one.
Listen.
Archie was season two.
Episode one.
He was part of one.
He was in all black.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I just came home. I remember that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Hey, that joint was fire.
Money, Power, Respect.
Yes.
Because who was in that? It was.
Me, XL.
Lady. Noonie.
Noni, Lady Shell, XL.
YG.
Yes.
Was Benz in that one?
Nah, Benz was in number six.
That's his name, Debo?
Yeah, the battle.
And that was it, I do believe.
Yeah, that was it.
Bro. Yeah, yeah. Y'all murdered
I went
that
last.
Too, bro.
I kept asking him the whole time, like, am I up next? He was like, no. he never heard of me, so I was like, no. I just wanted to hurry up and get my verse over.
Let me tell you this. We never told nobody, really, when it was there next time. We just wanted you to be ready. You know? Yeah, we didn't want to tell nobody.
I was like, am I next? He was like,
we'll let you know, niggas. We'll let you know.
I think honestly, like with the element of surprise at that time, because we knew at the time, like if this is real shit, like me, you had this discussion.
Yeah.
If it was a powerhouse in there, so like we'll take like certain names, like all right, so we'll use that cipher for example. XL set it off because XL was like, I want to set it off. If you asking us,
killed that shit too.
Yeah. If you asking us to do it, we gonna give you the plate.
Yeah. Like you want to set it, you want to.
But at the same time. We're sitting there communicating throughout the week, like, all right, this man going first. How do we build around?
Build around it, exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
It was all organized.
Because the thing about it is with Mav, like me and Mav, we know all the same artists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there's artists that you don't know, and there's artists that I don't know.
Don't know exactly.
But
yeah.
At the same time, when we listen to them, like we'll do the research and listen to their body of work. I'm like, all right, what you think, Mav? Mav be like, it's been some times. Mav was like, let me sleep on it. I'm going to holler at you.
Yeah,
you
know yeah, I ain't going to lie, bro.
But that was
especially
something.
If I ain't know you, man.
But that was something that you thought of. So at the end of the day,
appreciate.
I'm going to give you your flowers.
Thank you, man.
Because at the end of the day, without that, it wouldn't have catapulted me to start making these steps forward as I'm doing now. You see what I'm
appreciate
saying?
Appreciate that, man.
Because the thing that the cipher did, you know what I'm saying? That got me in my thing of fucking with the artists.
Right.
Like, helping them put their tapes together and
shit. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of artists that I done helped put their tapes together, but they don't say it out there in the open.
Fuck it, I'm going to say it. So after the cypher, right, you don't got to say nothing. So after the cypher, man, this man actually put together a super team of like four of the elite artists at that was in the cypher during that time.
Well, actually, really, it was really three.
Yeah, I won't, it was, You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So we gonna say it.
All right, so it was Twerk. Twerk was on there. You know, so everybody know Twerk right now. He's talking about that. Yeah,
so
I'm
that's
talking
so,
about.
So the first play was
Twerk. It was Twerk, Shane Bang, and XL.
No. The first joint was Twerk, Bang, Benz, and Boo the King from M-City.
Okay.
That was the first wave.
Hey, Boo nasty, too. I mean, he's doing football coaching.
You know what I'm saying?
That was the first wave.
Boo like that. And then the second wave, you know what I'm saying? XL, at the time, he was still fresh, new to the joint.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my mom, because she used to cuss me out when I was staying there. She's like, all right, look, you can't be having all these niggas coming through the crib like 11, 10 o'clock. It was a long joint. So I'm trying to, like, I'm leaving the door open.
the back crack.
But at the same time, and, you know, come through the back gate. You know what I'm saying? All that.
But
it was really Bang and XL that I worked with the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, like, Bang's Big Bang Theory and Trap, I had a lot of influence with that. Shout out Shane Bang.
Shout out Bang.
You know what I'm saying? And XL's first tape, Belly of the Beast, me and Bang, we worked with XL on that one.
Listen, I was in South Carolina when he made that tape.
Hmm.
I played that tape every goddamn day.
I still
it's like,
got
yo,
it.
This is my man.
Yeah, I
know him.
I know him.
Shout out to XL, too.
Shout out to XL, man. Remisu, man. What's up, Mike?
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, we need you back, man. I know you cut your facial hair and all that. We need you back.
But like I said, man, we say all that to say, like, for the culture, though.
Right.
Man, it's like, I don't care what nobody say, dog. You got to pay respects to these two, though, dog. Like, both of y'all. Like,
I appreciate
that. You have to, because, like, regardless if it's hip hop something, y'all are on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think about the people that you help. Whether it's twerking something, listen to this beat, they just come into your house just to vibe. Like, that was a
sharpening
part,
the sword.
That was a part of them trying to, you know what I'm saying, that energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you just stay down in the hip-hop game. You know what I'm saying? Like, both of y'all.
Right.
So, it's like, for me, I just sit there and I'll be like, shit, I know they going to know something. I mean, real talk. Like,
right.
I do everything else business-wise. And
right.
Y'all, the hip-hop. So it's like, you know what? Because I remember when Apex, you know what I'm saying? Apex was first put that shit out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, okay.
Yeah. He got his brand out here. You know what I'm saying? Right. Make a move.
You know what I mean? And then he was saying ABM first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that. Because we actually did the joint. I think I may have shouted it out in one of my joints. Like, that's how far we go back, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So it was like to see my.
See, I didn't even know y'all had that connection. You know what I'm saying?
He was in the joint working hard.
Yeah, but yeah, when he said the basement, I'm like, basement. Yeah, you know about the basement, G?
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean?
So, but it's just to, like, you know, just to see, like, for me, just to see how far you guys came.
Right.
It's like, don't nobody know the work behind the shit y'all put in. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of the hours. And I remember when you was talking about getting the Pro Tools, getting better to go. You know what I'm saying? All of that. Like, they don't see
my
that.
My man went to school for it. You know what I mean? For the engineering and everything.
And me and this,
taking classes,
me and my bro,
like,
right here, we was locked up together. Like, tapping on.
You know that? Like,
tapping
on the chest, rap.
They said we get two soups.
Oh, we got a caller.
All right, we got a caller.
Nope. Call
us. Y'all playing games. It's all right. You can call back anytime, caller. Don't get nervous. Don't be afraid.
Let's.
So, question. All right. So. We definitely see the love and respect and, you know, the admiration that you get from the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the support that you get. And, you know, just speaking about your authenticity.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, Lord.
I know, COVID. Also, you know, I noticed, I got my mask. It's not on. But I also noticed, you know, on this mixtape, I mean, excuse me, on this album, on this project, Grind or Die, excuse me, man.
Yeah.
My bad. You know, and a lot of your other projects in the past, you know, you've never really been... you know, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, you know, kill 'em. I mark your mother, brother, sister, you know, in front of your little brother type stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, you got your bars in there. You say what needs to be said. All right, hold on. We're going to hold on for this conversation.
Hello?
Hey, caller. How you doing today? Thank you for calling Real Talk Radio Cast. I mean, really, radio show. This is Black Mav and Archie with RO. How can we assist you today?
Hello?
Hey, who do we have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Gary Burford, but they call me Last of the Think Breed. And I want to say Rhythmic Radio is the shit.
That's right.
Hey,
that's right. Appreciate you.
A smart man right here. We got on the phone. Y'all need to listen to this man right here. He might know what he's talking about, man.
Who?
No, you. You know.
Check it out, right? like violence in hip hop to the community, it does affect it in a way, you know, because when young boys, whatever, or even grown men that don't even know the ways, and when they hear like niggas rapping in their songs about their past, whatever they did, whatever, they listen to the music. It's probably a hot song, Grammy song, whatever, whatever. And they think they could do it. You know what I mean? And they go out and do it. Not right, knowing facts. Nothing. Not knowing nothing. Now right. There's charges and snitching going on, all that bullshit. Eminem was the one through it the most. I'm pretty sure y'all know hip hop. Well, he used to get sued and everything. So my mother was like crazy when he came out.
That's a fact, too.
Nah, that's very true, man. That's very true. I definitely agree with you on that, man, that, you know, a lot of the youth does replicate what they hear and what they see in the music, possibly because they see that, you know, the rappers may have the money, they may have the glitz, they may have the glamours and the girls, and they figure that maybe if I do the same thing that they're doing, then I could possibly get the same thing.
Right.
Only thing they don't realize is that if they were still doing what they were doing, they wouldn't be where they are. You know what I'm saying? There's no way in hell that you're spending all that time in the streets, but you're making all this music at the same time.
Exactly.
You know? How's that possible?
But see, my thing also my thing is with that, though, you look at it like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, people will go ahead and glorify something that they don't even know about for real. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm going to tell you this right now. It's like the blind leading the blind, and who going to know if they tripping or falling or not? You feel me? So when you look at it like this, like, so we have, and I could tell by, you know, the caller's demeanor that he's from the golden era. He got to be in the 80s cabinet, like one of the 80 babies. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we grew up off of becoming the dealer.
Right.
Not the user. You feel me?
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, it's like, all right, and we listen to, when we listen to our, our old school, what they call it, old school.
We
listen to our
golden era.
Our golden era records. Yeah. They telling us, all right, this is what you don't do. I'm doing this. Speak as I say, not as I do.
Fact.
Right.
All right. Now you got the whole joint. Speak as I say and do as I say.
Do as I say.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And like my thing about it is like, you know what I'm saying? When you look at the youth now, you gonna sit up there. Like I said, folks will jeopardize their livelihood just to say that they the livest nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is the dumbest thing that you could ever do. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think about it, at the end of the day, you going to put in all this work in the streets.
In the streets.
Do a 10-year bid just to and keep – and, you know, some people, they'll learn from the first bid. Or it'll keep doing like a revolving door. Just to come home. Just to come home.
This is goddamn true.
And work at McDonald's.
Right.
And ask that person that you robbed from your second bid, do you want fries with that?
You want fries with that.
Like,
yeah.
Come on, you gotta move smart.
You gotta move smart, man.
You gotta move smart, B.
Yo, well, listen, man, we appreciate your call today, man. Appreciate you, tuning in and listening to the show. If you have any other questions,
always.
Any other insight,
feel free to call back.
Rhythmic radio
teaches and talks the real. You know what I mean? That's why I fuck with Rhythmic.
Oh, man, and that's why we fuck with him as well, man. You know what I'm saying? We try to move together as
love
one,
y'all.
Brother. Vice versa, man. Love you. Peace, brother.
To piggyback on what Mav was saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you able to, like you said, like, stay away from the bang, bang, kill, this and all of that? Like, you keep, because everything that you spit, bro, like, is hip hop.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. Everything. You'll have, like, you're 30 for 30. And people don't know, man. Go check that 30 for 30 out, dog. I'm trying to tell you.
That's a game changer.
Yes. My man, and he had the jerseys on. Oh, my God.
That's 30 jerseys. How much you spend on that wardrobe, bro?
Yeah, like.
We recouping right now.
Like, my man had different jerseys on with the effects. You know? Oh, man.
With the shoes to match. He had 30 different jerseys for 30 different videos, man. Like,
yes, you got to check it out, bro.
It was crazy.
But, like, how are you able to, you know what I'm saying? Like, how were you able to do that? Like,
I mean, the thing about it is, with that, though, Arch, it's like, you got to look at it like this. It's like, I wake up every morning. You know what I'm saying? I look myself in the mirror. And I was taught that. If I could look myself in the mirror and say it, I gave it my all, and I'm telling myself,
because
the problem is a lot of people ain't comfortable with themselves.
Exactly. Absolutely not.
But that's a different conversation for a different time.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
But my thing about it is, like, man, I've been around it my whole life. You
right.
see what I'm saying? So I don't need to glorify, like, no bullshit. Like, I lived here since I was in the second grade.
Mm.
But my family is from Norfolk.
Okay.
Grandy Park. Right, you know what I'm saying? I got family in Park Place. I got people like in
boy talking to some hoods right there. Like,
yeah.
Don't go there.
So
take your ass down
there. So growing up in the '80s, and like, you know, like 88, 87, seeing some of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? My brother was a hustler. You know what I'm saying? My cousin was a hustler.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people, like, you know what I'm saying? I come from a family of hustlers. And that's not about illegal, but legal and illegal at that time. You know what I'm saying? If there's one way you got to get it. So, the thing about it is that when you see it, and it's like second nature, like the fist fights, the stabbings, the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For somebody ain't never seen that. You know what I'm saying? They gonna glorify because they think it's fun.
But it's cool.
It's dumb.
Right.
It is.
Because like I said, when I'm at the age of 9 and 10, 11, and my mom got a press 9 for a phone call for my brother doing a 12-year bid for doing for what he had to do for, and he's telling me like, little bruh, this ain't where you want to be.
Right.
When I turned 16, 17, 18, wilding out in high school, hanging with the homies and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wilding out, smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Dumb shit.
Yo. I'm going to tell you again, this ain't where you want to be.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Get in my 20s. Start getting my car game. Start knowing how to maneuver certain things. Not saying too much. Doing wild shit. He come home and he's like, I'm going to tell you this again. I done wasted 12 years of my life in there. Mm. I don't need you to waste one.
That's tough.
You feel me?
That's crazy.
Shout out Big Bro, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's good people to have in your corner, bro.
So at the end of the day, like, if I'm talking about it, I've seen the I don't want to get too graphic on air, but I've seen it.
We own.
Okay, like what some of these dudes talking about, I done flipped out of, but no. You lying.
Niggas can't even pay
their studio time.
No, they really can't.
So it's like, so but it's just like at the end of the day, it's like how I look at it is like it's not. Why am I gonna glorify the negative?
Right.
That's why, like with Grana Die, like I would say, like the inspiration was COVID,
right?
Because after I had those three songs, COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got loved ones that, you know what I'm saying, if you a hustler, you gonna get money by any means. It don't matter if you have an illegal or illegal hustle. If you a hustler, you gonna get it by any means.
You got to.
You cut hair.
Yeah.
All right, but you also might know how to detail cars, serve dinners,
that's
all
a
that.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna
keep it going. You don't have to ask for, all right, I need a front on this, or I need 28 G's of this.
Yeah.
You don't need none of that. But when I looked at how COVID was affecting the ones around me, it put my mind state in a different type of thing, and it was like, yo, let me revamp this tape real quick. Let me make it be a message behind it. Because if you grind and if you push forward, you're promised.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let nobody tell you nothing is promised. You know what
message.
I'm saying? You can go get it. You just have to put that work
in.
But if you don't, you perish.
When you perish,
that means you die.
Exactly. So it's grind or die.
And then on a
message.
So when you look at it now, it's like glorify. Like if I look at one, all right, I'll take one track. All right, Lord Forgives Me. The first track, that is a break. If you was outside doing any wild stuff, if you was doing anything, any line that I said in there, you could relate to.
Right.
Because I was a part of it.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? I understand. I was there when it was kicking down my man's grandmama's doors.
Door. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not once, but twice.
Mm.
And then you get Prince William County gang tasking for.
Yeah, I had to SWAT team kick down mine.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
so it's just a lot of things you learn from, but
shout
it's like you don't want to give people the false narrative of this is the life.
Yeah, like this is cool.
This is what you should be doing, man. You know what the problem is? I could sit there and sell you, any type of paraphernalia or any type of pharmaceutical it is.
Right.
But I can't have the balls enough as myself to go in there, put a suit on my tie, and gamble on myself and sell myself to get a job.
Right.
Or sell myself enough motivation to go get or build me my own empire so that I don't have to work
talking,
hard.
That boy talking right
there,
boy.
That's what Grind and Die is about.
That's
what you know what I mean? So
it's getting spicy in here, boy.
That's what it is.
It's the truth, though.
Give me the goosebumps with that right there, man.
Like, it's a lot of people that don't gamble on themselves, man. It's like, what do you do when you ain't got nobody in that corner with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, It's that self-motivation.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, more than anything, it's the self-motivation. Mm-hmm. Like, all your days ain't going to be highs. You ain't gonna, you're not going to be sitting up here all the goddamn time. Sometimes you're going to be depressed as hell.
Man, as hell.
It's time for them bills to get done. It's time for this. It's time for that. Talk phone ready it. To get cut off. Slim, it's that self-motivation. Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? When you doing something, everybody that is doing it with you is there.
Right, right. Right.
But then it's like, when you fall off or when you just be like, you know what, I'm good, young.
Right.
Oh, damn. It's like that old. Then you start to see shit.
Right, right, like, right.
So I tell myself this. When you're in it, when you doing stupid shit, you start seeing all the, you know what I'm saying? You don't recognize
it. You don't recognize it because you're doing the dumb shit. You don't
recognize
it.
None of the dumb shit you do.
Yeah,
but as soon as I got put away, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to see, wasn't nobody there.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody there.
Yeah.
I'm calling my mom just like, hey, mom, what's up with this, that, and the third? Chris, why you keep calling them? You know they don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm reaching out to motherfuckers that don't even care. So it's like, when you come home, it's easier
for
me to leave you alone.
Yeah, because you wasn't there with me.
See what I'm saying?
During
the bed. Like with COVID, like he said, COVID was his inspiration. Like, dog, you got yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn everybody else, I got myself. Now I'm about to put myself out there. He gambled on himself. And look, and now look at
it's paying off.
You feel me? Grind to death.
So I got a question then, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because we've all three, the three of us have all been through, you know, little trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like the three of us don't glorify things that we've been through or things that we've seen. So why do you think it is that these youth out here are glorifying a violent lifestyle that they may know nothing truly about?
Acceptance.
Fact.
You gotta think about it. When we was coming up, you know, when we were the ones coming up, we were the ones that was definitely, you know, we like if an OG told us point click and shoot, we point click and shoot. Yeah. If an OG tell us, hey man, I need you to do this or I need you to do that, you know, we'll do that too. But if an OG tell us, hey man, you know what I'm saying, don't even worry about it, just you know keep focus on that, we'll do that too. So our OGs. Played the, you know, it was a.
They were mentors.
It was like you a devil. I mean? It was a devil's advocate on certain occasions, but at the same time, you will learn how to maneuver. You know what I'm saying? But now, as us, we're the OGs now.
Right.
And you know, I think I think patience is not as what it, what the our OGs were,
mm-hmm.
because we could tell you. Time and time, yo, don't do that dumb stuff. Yo, it ain't worth it, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But the way the social media and everything, like, everybody want to
And that's what it is.
Yeah, everybody want to beat their chest.
Right.
You know, everybody want to beat their chest.
Think the dumbest shit in America is you showing off what you got.
What you got?
Guns, drugs. Oh, that's the dumbest shit in America. I'm just saying. I'm just going to put it out there.
They
that's
just
what
building a case.
That's all.
That's why. That's why, like, the thing, it's like they want to feel accepted because they're not getting it from their home. But then it all comes from at the home base.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, it don't matter if you was raised with both parents or, you know what I'm saying, if you had a mother and a father figure or you had just your mom, it's how much love is getting reciprocated to you.
To you.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, a lot of people deal with that. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is like when you look at it for kids, that's conditioned with this shit, like they watching this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They don't have
since birth.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have that person to guide it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's not meant for everybody to fail. But when you got these kids, is you know have these mom like bro, like you can't be out here fly as hell, $300 Balenciagas on your feet, and I can ride by you in my car. Keep what I just said. I can ride by you in my car. And I can see you at the public transit sitting down with the Balenciaga. Like that shit looks stupid.
Oh, man.
Are you riding around in the Benz, but you still living with your moms? Like, how?
Oh, man.
How does that even work, man? Oh. That's wild as hell, man.
It's a different type of time, but I think it's at the same time, it's like it's of acceptance because we all went through that. We've all somewhere, shape, or form went through a peer pressure stage.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Of course.
But this shit now...
It's like these dudes now are just like stuck in that goddamn the get out phase.
Right.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're just there.
You're just there, yeah.
It's like I feel like to a degree they don't want better in a sense to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah, they might want better this way, but they're not trying to gambled on themselves to get it another way.
Right.
Because this hip-hop shit ain't going to last, bro. Like, that lifestyle that you living ain't going to last. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't going to be here forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, it's either dead or jail. And you see that when you're in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real life, you see that. And you That's understand that when you're in there. Like, I'm acting hard for what? For who?
Man.
For some bamas that ain't even going to care. You know what I'm saying? Like, why am I acting tough? Like, you out there trying to act tough. Act tough for yourself.
But you know, the thing about it is, Arch and Mav, like, a lot of people can't look themselves in the mirror,
That's
man.
That's a fact, bro.
But I tell you what, when you go to jail, you're going to end up looking at yourself in the mirror.
Every goddamn day.
Because not even just that. You're going to look at another gentleman who has a similar character to you, who has a similar demeanor of you.
Yep.
But the only thing is, he got 10 or 20 years on you. And he's going to look at you like, I'm going to see you again, young man.
Hey,
you're going to be just like me at 20 years. And the youngest be like, man, what you talking about, old time? I ain't going to be like you. I ain't going to be like you, pops. I ain't coming back to jail. And then 10 years later, you back.
Son,
and now you're in the same position that he was talking to.
The realest shit that anybody ever said to me is when I was in Buckingham Correctional Center.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly everybody in there was never coming home.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple years. So it was like...
A short timer.
That's exactly what they said. Like,
yeah, short timer.
You know what I'm saying? I can always handle my own. So it was like, I'm not in there to make a friend.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Key word, I want to learn.
Right.
Like, where were your mistakes? Like, sit down and break bread with me. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, because it's shit, the streets don't let you, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's real facts. If you think that, you dumb as shit. But it's like, I knew that I was out there getting a name for myself. Trying to get a name for myself. Let me say that on some negative shit.
Right.
So then it was like listening to all them dudes that's never coming home, fighting for their goddamn life.
Right.
That then killed people. That trying to fight to get their life back. Yeah. And they like, dog, they talk. They like when you talk to them for real, niggas regret that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They regret that shit. If I had a chance to do it again, I swear I'd do it over.
I just want to see my mother. I just want to kiss my children.
There was a dude in there named Bones.
Mm.
He looking like Bones. Mm. Like, the Bama been locked up since 85.
Oh, shit. I was born in 83.
I was born in 82.
I was born in 84.
So you've been in there for 30-something years.
Yeah.
And you got a life sentence, and they keep turning you down on parole saying nature of the crime. You see what I'm saying? Like, nature of the offense.
Yeah.
So it's like you're never coming home.
You never come home.
Son working on a trash crew just for a couple pennies.
Yeah.
So it's like I had another dude named Solo. He had 280 years.
Yeah. He ain't never come home.
Never.
That's why they call him Solo.
But no, I'm saying, like, but they're fighting for their life. But it's like the life, like,
offense, I'm just
trying to talk to him just to understand, like, young, if I had this, I would have never done this, that. You know what I'm saying? You learn.
Right.
So that's like another key element that kept my dumb ass like, you know what? I'm not doing that shit.
Right.
Like, young, I'm doing me.
Right.
Like, I have to do me. You know what I'm saying? I have to do what I like, what I'm passionate about, because that keeps me focused. Like, me helping the community, me looking out for people.
See, yeah, it keeps
like, that shit keeps me focused and understanding that, like, if I help this kid right here try not to go back, that helps me.
That helps me because I can't let him see me go back to what I was doing before.
Like, I can't. It keeps you on that line of not trying to be a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I can't say I got a non-profit, but I'm out here selling pounds of weed.
Say right.
I can't say that I'm a non-profit, but I'm out here selling. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing about it is like, that's, you know, the lines be blurred, so.
Right. Well, shit, guys, I know we gotta wrap this show up, you know, getting to the end of time. But I do have a question, because just one last question right quick before we go. You know, after the conversation that we were having, so do you all feel like that the rap music imitates the environment, or does the environment imitate rap music? Meaning, does art reflect life, or does life reflect art?
That's a tough ass question, though.
I'm gonna spin it like this.
That was tough.
It's very easy, and I'm an artist, so it's very, very easy. Y'all artists too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that. But
they're going to find out next month.
A lot of people, it's very easy for us to, I could tell you, I'm making interstate trips to Wichita, Kansas. I'm busting a U-turn in Hillbilly, Kentucky, and all of this. I'm doing all of this. But it's easy to do that. But it's very, very hard to come from within. So I'm going to say, with me, when it comes to this album, that's me coming within. Like, that's me putting what I feel personally on on wax. And I feel like the answer to the question, art imitates life, but in life, at the same token, life can imitate the art.
That's a fact, because it's like you gotta, like, the best albums to me come from when you feel it. Mm-hmm. Like when you've been through it, like when you seen your mom go through the welfare stages, and you like that real tough pain shit.
Yeah,
like that's why, like Rod Wait, like all that pain music, it's gonna sell regardless, because everybody that's been through something and feels some way,
they can relate to that shit. You can feel the pain.
I can't relate to the mama doing coke a mile a minute because I never did it. I'm just
saying,
I can't relate to that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I can relate to the person that's talking about that pain. Like, I ain't got a dollar to my name. Yeah. I'm ready to go do this, but I can't because I got kids. Yeah. I got like, I relate to that.
I relate to that shit too, man.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like a, it go hand in hand.
But
I agree with you.
But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close myself out on it. I'm just saying, like, this. The problem is, it's an ongoing cycle, but it takes people like us to actually explain it to the youth. You know what the problem is, for another problem? These little niggas ain't got nothing to do.
That's a fact.
All right. Like, real talk.
There's too much time on the hands, man.
Listen.
Look,
you had summer, summer camps and all of that, but you know what I'm saying? Summer
basketball,
camps,
all
camp,
the goddamn
all that,
time,
but, you know
all that.
Saying?
But, yeah.
Nigga said it's too hot outside. I'm going to play this Fortnite.
On the ending, man, thank you for another great show.
Man, I appreciate you.
You,
man.
Appreciate you, R.O., for coming soon.
Special guest, R.O., everybody give a round of applause, man.
Yeah.
If you're out there watching the live feed, or if you're on the Rhythmics,
what's the name
of the
album again?
Grind or Die. It's on, hold on, I ain't gonna lie. It's Grind or Die. It's, as of right now, it's on Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, Amazon Music. Mm-hmm. And I think tomorrow it should be on Google Play and Spotify.
Right.
I think everybody's waiting. All the Spotify is waiting for it.
But listen, if you do have a Spotify, you can go ahead and go to the link and you can pre-order it.
Yes.
So that way, as soon as it drops, it will notify you as soon as possible. Yeah. They'll send you an email.
So I want to say, before we go, I want to say shout out to the VA Playmakers, 15 under team, my little AU basketball team. Shout out them and the DMV Jags. You hear me? Send my pro football team. That's what we do.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Well, listen, I appreciate everybody listening. Just for my closing words, we'll give everybody a second to say their closing words. I just want to say about the violence in hip-hop, I agree with them completely that life does imitate art and art does imitate life. So that is why you have violence in hip-hop, because a lot of times these young individuals come from a very violent background where that's all they see, that's all they know. Mm-hmm. So that's why they speak on exactly what they see. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of suburban kids out there and they see these videos and they want to emulate this life that these other kids have.
Fact.
So unfortunately, that's when the life does imitate the art. And that's where you have these reckless shootings, these random shootings. But me personally, I will never downplay or chastise a man for speaking about his life experiences. Mm-hmm. Only thing I want to do is one of the OGs and one of the pioneers to let people know that this is art. It is music, and you don't have to emulate exactly what you're hearing. They don't do that shit in rock and roll. They don't do that shit in country. They don't do none of that shit, and they spit a lot of misogynistic lyrics. If you listen to old Johnny Walker, he was talking about killing people. Shit, man. Even, what's his name? The dread guy, man. My man Bob Marley. He was talking about, I shot the sheriff but didn't shoot the deputy. You didn't shoot the deputy, but you don't see anybody running around shooting sheriffs or deputy. Meaning you don't have to imitate what you hear. Just go ahead and just put it out there so that way you can get it off your chest.
So we want to say thank y'all. Peace, love, and happiness, and hair grease, and all that good stuff.
Peace, love, and love, man.
See y'all next week, man.
Man, radio show, Rhythmics. Y'all already know it, man. We out here, radio show, podcast, all that shit and above. Shout out R.O. Grind or Die.
You already know.
Everything, Dini over dollars. Fuck with your boy. Fuck with me, man. We out, bitch.